Across the San Joaquin Valley, harvest is in full swing. Almonds are being shaken off trees, peaches are carefully packaged, and melons are being plucked from fields. Every year, the total value of all the agricultural goods in Fresno County is measured, and the data is released in what's called a crop report. It's a big way the county measures how productive its farm economy is. In this interview, FM 89's Ezra David Romero chats with Fresno County Agricultural Commissioner Les Wright about how the county's total value of agricultural goods dropped last year by $482 million when compared with 2015.
Well, thanks for joining me, Les.
Yep.
So first of all, explain what a crop report is and what does it mean to the county?
Well, every county is required by law to submit a report annually, conditions within its county. And that includes our crop values. Everybody really looks at the big number, but the real value of the crop report is in the details within the report. It shows trends of yields and prices over time if you compare it to previous reports. And it's used by bankers and insurance companies and government agencies to predict what banks want to invest their lender dollars into, how insurance companies need to have a reserve in case of catastrophic disaster. And government agencies look at it for the purposes of placing their branch offices to service the ag industry. And there's other uses within that, but that's what the real meat of the report is the details.
Gotcha. So let's get to some of those details. How did Fresno County fare last year overall?
Overall, we were at $6.18 billion, which was down about 7.23%. For the most part, it was due to less than stellar markets. Almost every category of crops declined, mainly because of pricing. If you take almonds for an example, their price was about half the year before, and vegetable crops took a real hard hit this year, not only in Fresno County, but statewide. With a couple of exceptions, nursery stock increase and apiary increase, just pollinator value alone increased by $22 million in 2016 over 2015.
So what are the reasons for this drop? Has some kind of like bubble burst?
A lot of things affect the value of a crop, and production is, of course, probably number one, production versus demand. And then other factors like the price of the dollar on the world market for export. If the dollar is higher value, that means that a foreign country or businesses within a foreign country can't buy as much product for the same dollar that they did if the dollar was of lower value. So there's a lot of things that goes on.
How did drought or weather affect the outcome of these crops?
Well, I'm hoping that this is the bottom. Fresno County, because of the drought, and this was the third consecutive year of zero surface water allotment for the west side, plus the east side had no surface water allotment. We had nearly 280,000 acres out of production. I'm hoping that this is the bottom. But if you compare 2016 to 2015, there wasn't much difference in water allotment. There wasn't much difference in acreage out of production. So the water shortage itself probably didn't play as much of a role as it did in 2014 and 15.
So what parts of the agricultural world were clear winners in this crop report? Were there some crops that still did better, even though there was a slight decline?
Not really. Almonds continued to be our leading commodity. They represent about 19.5% of our total crop value in the county. But with the price drop, if you look at their total value that was reported to us, it wasn't that much difference, and that's because there's a lot of acreage coming in production that, you know, the younger trees coming into production. So the production numbers went up, but the price was down. So clearly a winner was pistachios. Last year in 2015, due to the warm spring and fluctuating temperatures that we had, the dating game got messed up between the pollinator trees and the production trees, and they just didn't bloom at the same time. So last year there was a lot of blanks. It looks like a normal nut, but there's no nut inside. Their production was about half of normal, and this year everything timed out for them. They had a good production year, a normal production year, and so they came back into the top 10 crops list and replaced mandarins on that list.
So what are those top 10 crops? Have those changed at all this year?
The top six didn't change from last year, so almonds, grapes, poultry as a category, cattle and calves, tomatoes, and milk all stayed one through six, the same as the year before. However, pistachios jumped into number seven when they were completely out of the top 10 last year. And then garlic, oranges, and peaches round out our top 10.
So we're 8 months into 2017. What do you expect this year? Do you think it's going to be quite a different crop report next year?
Well, I think it will definitely be a different crop report, but the announcement of the allotment to the west side came so late that producers really didn't have the opportunity to plan ahead. Instead of them having the opportunity to get a contract for, say, tomatoes or something of higher value per acre, about the only thing left was cotton. And so we've more than doubled our cotton acreage in 2017 compared to 2016. I'm considering 2017 kind of a transition year because of that. And if we have a fairly normal winter and the allotments for the east side and west side are on normal time frames, the farmers will be able to do a little better planning, and I'm hoping that 2018 brings us back into normal production that we haven't seen in the last 4 or 5 years.
With a slight decline in 2016, moving into 2017, how do you feel like the regions coped with that decline? Has there been a strong hit to the agricultural world? Like, can people feel it?
Oh, definitely. People have felt the effects of the water shortage. Without those vegetable crops and things that require a lot of water, plus they require a lot of labor, the farm worker community, the little small communities, you know, Mendota and Firebaugh and those other communities that have a lot of farm worker living in their community and spending money, they felt the impact because there was not as much work as there normally is. And then on top of that, with that many acres out of production, your transportation companies, your suppliers, your fertilizer suppliers, they all felt that impact and had reduction in workforce. So yes, there's definitely been an impact due to the water shortage.
Is there anything else that sticks out in the crop report that you want to highlight?
Well, I want to highlight couple of things that are very important. These are reported dollars to us by our growers, and I say dollars, that equates, we equate a dollar value based on yield and price received as reported from by the growers. And it's gross value. It doesn't take into effect any cost or inputs to that crop, so it is not a net profit or loss, and we've divided up by industries or commodities, so there's no individual profit or loss that you can read into this report. I like to point out when I give this report is, you know, the growers do all the work. All I do is report what they report to me. So the better report returns that I have from my grower community, the more accurate our report can be.
Well, thank you. We've been chatting with Les Wright. He's the Fresno County Agricultural Commissioner. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.